Racing in the Moya. They jumped in a good line. Fabagino came out of the gate fairly at best. He's going to be clearly beaten for speed. Pippi straight to the front from Jungle Edge. Bella Nipotina and Bella Vella the fence driving forward from Ashlaw. Diamond Effort, Fabagino the grey. Hey Doc very wide out. Then came Trekking Hanseatic 2 Bowl Star. And on the fence, Brooklyn Hustle last of all. Pippi at full cry. Through the gap at the 600, led by a link. Jungle Edge, Bella Nipotina, Bella Vella the fence. Ashlaw, Hey Doc, Fabagino's in real trouble. Diamond Effort making ground, Trekking getting up on the fence. Hanseatic's got a mountain to climb with Bowl Star and Brooklyn Hustle. Pippi said goodbye on the bend, but Bella Vella went with her on the fence a length away. They've sprinted clear. Trekking's getting out and starting to flood home, and then Hey Doc, Pippi the front runner. Trekking's going to be the challenger with Bella Vella, but it's Pippi in front. She's burning them with speed. Boy oh boy, she's getting tired, but she's got a heap of dash, and she'll win the Moya from second Trekking, third Bella Vella, and fourth Brooklyn Hustle. Diamond Effort, Ashlaw, Hanseatic, Never Likely. They were followed back in the field by Bowl Star, Hey Doc, Jungle Edge. Well off them was Fabagino. She only began fairly and she never got sighted. And Bella Nipotina, the three-year-old filly, last in. Well, she's a beauty first up. She won the Oakley Plate first up. She was getting the Wanders up near home late. They've run 58.39. Damien Lane rides Pippi. And she was the pick in the yard from Jane Ivell. And she looked in just beautiful order. Trekking's run a great race getting off the fence. And Bella Vella, probably in that inferior ground back to the rail, has done a great job running third. And Brooklyn Hustle has done a mighty job finishing back in fourth position. Speed wins races, and this lass has got speed to burn. It's her first win at the Valley. The first time she came here, she missed it three lengths and ran second. And then she ran into a very good one at the next start. In Loving Gabby when she sat on her back in fourth position. She had the speed.
The spring ticket thanks to Dalziel Racing. For the ultimate racehorse ownership and exciting thoroughbred experience, get involved with Wiley Dalziel and Peter Moody. Start at dalzielracing.com.
We all talked about the start, the speed up front. Fabagino missed the kick and slowly away. You must have been pretty happy with yourself, Gator, because Pippi got to the fence pretty easily and Damien Lane back into the winner's circle at group one level there since a wonderful stint in Japan, and he gave her a wonderful ride.
Yeah, look, he just used her best asset, and her best asset is to run fast for a long period of time, and if you can do that, you'll win a lot of races.
Here's Chris Maher.
Yeah, what a runner in. I know she's going to run enormous. Tonight she was just on point, done everything right, couldn't have been happier. Track suited us. Just over the moon.
We took our cameras up to see her in the tie-up stalls. It was as though she was ready to run a 3,000-metre race. She was so relaxed.
Yeah, she's just a dead-set old 10-year-old gelding at home. But as soon as she bounced out the machine, completely different animal. So to win a race of this calibre is just a huge honour and just wrap for everyone involved.
The incredible speed that she has. There's so many people just discussing speed maps. Forget it. No one can go with her.
Nah, well, I've said all week, if someone wants to lead us, they're going to have to break 10, but we know how fast she is and we know how she can sustain that. So, it's wrapped how everything worked well. The only little minor thing was we didn't go away for a trial, but she had two at home. Damien's rode her there twice, was wrapped with her. So we came here, as confident as you can be going into a group one, and to pull it off, just amazing.
Oh, tell us about the owners, mate. They'd normally either be owners here. You can't get to share it.
On the Gold Coast now going absolutely troppo. Terrific bunch of guys, Marty and Glenn Heron, together with their racing manager, Katrina Smith. They're just unbelievable supporters of ours, and I'm just so over the moon for them.
Inglis Classic purchase for $60,000. So how the hell did you guys do that?
Pretty cheap now, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Unbelievable. I think Dad and Dave Bazarka went and had a look at her in Sydney, and we're lucky enough to get her for a nice price, and as they say, the rest is history.
Where's your dad, mate? Where did he watch
you? He'd be home in the lounge, jumping up and down in his pyjamas. Mum's probably trying to contain him. Or might be the other way around, but I'd say that'd be pretty wrapped.
Oh, we'd love to see that on social media, him jumping up and down in the PJs. I don't think there's any chance Johnny would have filmed that, though.
No. That'd be pretty quiet.
Mate, when do we get to see her again?
Not sure yet. This was our main target. We've pulled it off. We'll just regroup and see. She holds a nom for the Manicato and the sprint. So we'll just see. We did maybe pencil in that race on Derby Day, but we might get 69 if we run in that now. So We'll just see how things pan out and see how she pulls up and all that sort of nice stuff. But it's just a huge relief to get through tonight. And as I said, a huge honour.
Well done, mate. Really well done.
Thanks, Richo.
Great.
What under the Ma family. Superb stuff. And Pippi, that race is made for her. 1,000 metres around the valley. Gator, and she's so quick, and she showed her dash. She did get tired, but she had enough of a buffer to survive, and here is her winning jockey, Damien Lane.
You know, you just give her some rein at the barriers and then just lay on her neck and she does the rest for you. She's so fast early, obviously runs those quick sectionals and gets everything else chasing. And I actually thought I was in a little bit of trouble in the corner and she came off the bridle. But when I asked her for a max effort, she really dug in again.
Yeah, from barrier to the 200 metre pole, is there a faster horse you've been on? She just pings.
No, I've never been on one quicker early. Just how clean she is from the stalls and that first 200 and just how easily she does it.
And around you, you said that she dropped the bit and then you saw Jamie come up on your inside. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I thought I was done for, to be honest. But lucky enough, she's tough and she's good at her teeth and got the job done.
And Chris gave you a lot of confidence pre-race, said that the girl's flying?
Yeah, he's been rapt with her. She's had a faultless preparation. She's had two nice trials and, he assured me that she was spot on for tonight. And well done to Chris and his team. They've done a super job once again.
Mate, it's in a different world at the moment. We're coming out of this COVID stuff. We wish there was 15,000 cheering you on here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a different feeling, obviously, but great to get another group one on the board nonetheless.
Well done, buddy. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Good on your Lane Train. Damien Lane gets another group one. Pippi, 6:22.50. Trekking second to 40. Bella Vella at $1.90. Brooklyn Hustle back and forth. She was really good as well. Quinella, 24.10. The exact of $43 even. Trifecta, $184.70. And the first four into the Group 1 Moya Stakes, $2,075.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I wish it was $2 million. It's been a long day. Well done, Gator.
Yeah, look, she's, I admit she got a bit tired, but you only have to be in front at the end of the race. I mean, it's a race. So she was the fastest over 1,000 metres, and she's brilliant fresh. She can train off, we know that. But she is a ripper. Plenty to take out of the race, though, Sharp. A
couple of hit and runs there. Yeah. I reckon Dicko wouldn't be too disappointed with Bold Star. There's a race in him. Maybe that Cup Day sprint might be a good race for him because he's so good down the straight. Another one there, Diamond Effort, we spoke about pre-race. Got held up round in that corner. Couldn't hit top gear till very late in the race. I don't know if Moonee Valley's her track. I'd love her around Caulfield. Yep. Hopefully I can find a little 1,100 or 1,200-metre race for her. She's got a little group three under her belt already, but I think she can certainly snare another one, maybe something a little bit better. They were two runs there on the replay.
What'd you make of Hanseatic?
I thought Hanseatic got himself into an awkward position, probably didn't have the speed to go with him at 1,000 again, second up, which you mentioned was a bit of a worry pre-race. I don't know if he's at his best on choppy ground.
Yeah, true.
I probably would give him another go, but back to his own age group and maybe 1,200. I want to see him back at that 1,200-metre range, whether they freshen him up for a Coolmore or something like that now. I'm not too sure. A Blue Sapphire. He wasn't awful. I just think 1,000 metres with that sort of pressure may not have worked out well for him second up.
I think he might be a bone-dry tracker too.
I think that's the case. Yeah, I'm just looking at that replay again. Boy, Diamond Effort did not get out till very late.
Yeah.
She might be one to follow through.
0416905052 to join the conversation here on the Tab Spring.